Hey guys, it's Andrew here with Tristan Larson of the incredible recipe for revenue. This man's an amazing, got incredible stuff. Like he's got an agency that basically is a hospitality growth agency. He manages over, I guess, 60 some odd brands, helping local restaurants get customer attention to their things. He's grows revenue. I mean, stats that I've read from him is telling 10 to 20% every 90 to 120 days, which is amazing. I think you've got over what, about 300K in followers of, I guess, for all the brands, I'm assuming. And yep. Then $50 million plus in revenue generated for clients, which is amazing. So I'm really happy to have him come on here. He's going to share about the No BS full guide of increasing restaurant sales with Facebook advertising. He's going to go briefly over that. We'll discuss things. And then from there, you'll learn about his agency, how you can get in touch with him and all that kind of stuff. So Tristan, you know, fill me in if I left anything out.
I think you got it, Andrew. I appreciate it. That's a great introduction.
Cool. Awesome. Yeah. So I'm looking really forward to learning a little bit about this stuff. So why don't you take us through the No BS guide to increasing why you need Facebook ads for restaurants and why, you know, the old way of doing things, just putting a post up there just right. Doesn't work. And, you know, it's in the targeting and everything like that. So I'll let you roll on that and explain that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's not even necessarily Facebook ads. I mean, that's one tool for going ahead and bringing in new customers, right? But at the end of the day, kind of what restaurateurs need to know, kind of what you guys need to know is that, you know, when it comes to bringing in new customers, there's a huge difference between posting on social media and managing social media and using it to bring in new customers. Now, obviously, social media is a better option than any type of traditional advertising because you can track it, you can target the ideal customer, it's cheaper. Like in all aspects, in every possible way, it's more effective than any type of traditional advertising. And, you know, everyone knows that. There's a reason why Facebook was able to become one of the biggest companies in the entire world quicker than every traditional company on the planet, right? Every traditional media company on the planet, right? It's only started doing advertising in 2008. And now it's one of the biggest companies in the entire world, the top five biggest companies, because of the effectiveness of its advertising. Otherwise, people wouldn't spend money on Facebook the way they do, right? So with that being said, here's kind of what restaurateurs need to know. It's not about the social media. It's not about the platform that you use. However, some platforms are better than other platforms. It's about really knowing marketing and really knowing how to bring in a customer. So there are four different steps that you have to follow in order to turn a stranger into a paying guest, right? So number one is attention. That is step one. You have to get their attention. What I see a lot of times restaurateurs do is they'll go ahead and start posting on social media to a cold audience, meaning people who've never heard of them before, as if they already knew about them. Right. So when you're marketing to someone who's never heard of you before, you need to market them differently than someone who already knows about you. Right. So when you first start posting on social media to an audience that knows nothing about you, you need to treat them as if they are a stranger who, you know, needs to learn about your business. Teach them about your chef. Teach them about the owner. Teach them about what the actual location looks like. Teach them about the interior. Teach them about the actual food you serve. What's on your menu? Why are you different? What's your brand story, right? Introduce them to your brand. Get them to know you like you and trust you, right? Then after you do that, then you're going to want to remarket the same customer and you're going to want to engage them. Step two to turning a stranger into a paying customer is getting them to engage with your brand, right? If you don't get them to engage with your brand, then they're not going to have, you know, your brand implanted in their brain. Because what you're doing when you get them to engage, you are getting them to go ahead and, you know, you're capturing their mind share. So that's step two. On Facebook, you can run an ad called an engagement ad, right? And that's perfect for step two, engagement. And then step three is you want to get someone to subscribe to your brand, meaning follow along with your journey. You don't see a Jeep on the road one time and decide to buy a Jeep. You see a Jeep, you sit in a Jeep, you touch the leather of the Jeep, you leave, you see him driving down the road, your friend buys a Jeep, and then you decide to buy a Jeep, right? Same thing with a restaurant. They need to be on your email list or on your chatbot list, and they need to follow along with your journey and continuously see you, right? On social media, you can follow a brand, right? So that's why social media is better than traditional advertising, is you can follow along with the journey of a brand. But you can't do that with traditional advertising. You see an ad one time and then it's gone unless you keep paying every single month. And then the last thing is, the last step after subscribe is convert, right? What are you doing to incentivize a customer to come into your business? Most of the time, people think that means a coupon. Oftentimes, what that actually means is, how are you incentivizing them? Are you showcasing a specific menu item? What do you do on Tuesdays? Taco Tuesday, Wine Wednesday? That gives people an excuse to come in your business if you name different days, different things. That's an example of a strategy to convert someone into a customer, right? So those are the four steps. Facebook just happens to be the best tool, most cost-effective tool to do that, because you can target the person you're missing in the marketplace. One restaurant owner I was talking to, his name is Santos. He owns a restaurant called Don Tequila. He was missing out on the white crowd, right? That just happens to be who is missing out on the immediate neighborhood, was just, you know, mostly Hispanics. And he wanted to go ahead and bring in that customer base so you can target them with Facebook. He was missing out on college students. So you know what he decided to do? We decided to go ahead and target the college down the street and give an offer specifically to college students, because on Facebook, you can target people by college. So that's just why Facebook is the best tool to go ahead and implement those four strategies, which you need to turn a stranger into a paying customer, and you need to do it in that order, in order for it to work every single time.
Right. So do you find when you're doing that, so for a restaurant, I mean, they're running their day-to-day kind of stuff. So they've got employees, right. They've got food, they've got all this stuff. It's very hard for, I find, when I've talked to restaurants, that they can even understand this conceptually. You know, so what is their option? I mean, other than them posting, is it, you know, what should be their number one channel that they would focus right. in on? Is it Facebook? Is it Instagram? I mean, they get so many different converting things.
Right. So it really depends. At the end of the day, it's about what is going to best accomplish those four steps. And it also depends on what your budget is, right? Ideally, you would spend money on all different types of advertising, because, you know, Geico, McDonald's, Pepsi, you name it, they have omnipresence. You see them everywhere. You see billboards. McDonald's doesn't know the return on their investment for billboards. All they know is if they put themselves everywhere and people are constantly thinking about them and constantly seeing them, they're going to bring in a new customer. So you kind of have to pick and choose what you're going to go ahead and use. So in the case of a restaurant, because most restaurants have a budget, the average, you know, restaurant owner spends anywhere from 3 to 5% on their advertising budget, right? So they, you know, they have a relatively small budget, especially if they're doing under $1 million in sales. The best options are Facebook, Instagram, email marketing, and probably a chatbot, since it's 2019. Those platforms, I find in my experience, if you just use those four things, you can increase a restaurant sales by 10 to 20% every 90 to 120 days or so if you implement those strategies correctly. But those are the four platforms that I would say. Facebook and Facebook ads are the biggest thing. That's what I think being, you know, giving restaurants the biggest bang for their buck. I have one client right now, we're spending $500 a month on advertising and reaching 100,000 people a month. You can't do that with anything else. So that's what I would say.
So would you tell people if restaurateurs are like saying using newspaper or direct mail type of thing, would you tell them to like cut back on that and just sort of focus in on these other sort of mediums, just because a better bang for your buck?
I definitely would. I definitely would. Now, right. The thing about direct mail specifically that I think is worth mentioning, a lot of restaurateurs, they're sending out direct mail with an offer, right? But here's the thing. On Facebook, you can create something called an offer ad. So let's say you're giving 20% off of something. You can create the same offer on Facebook for free. Your fans on Facebook will see that offer, and then you can run an ad targeting people within a 10-mile radius and have them see that offer, and it's going to be a lot cheaper than printing out a bunch of mail and going through the trouble of shipping it, and it makes a lot more sense. The same exact thing, except for cheaper, and it's online, so it's more accessible to people.
Right. And do you find, as a restaurateur, for content, how do they create this content for them? It's really a challenge. Do you have simple steps for them to sort of create in the process, or when they call you on, what do you handle for them on these types of things?
Right. So what I do is I hire a photographer to go ahead and take photos for their brand. And I think a lot of restaurateurs kind of underestimate this just because they're working within their means, right? They're just trying to do everything they can. They're busy working inside of the business, in the business, or maybe they're working outside of the business and they're trying to live a regular life. They have kids, whatever. So a lot of them overlook the quality of the photos that they use, the quality of the content. So in my case, no matter what city they're in, I find a food photographer. I vet them. I get on the phone with them, or I have my team get on the phone with them, talk to them, see their past work, vet them, and then hire them to go ahead and take photos. And the thing is, at the end of the day, people go to restaurants for food. That's your product. That is the number one selling point of your business. So if you don't capture that content as effectively as possible and have that be beautiful, then you are leaving a ton of money on the table, because your competitor, who is willing to spend money on a photographer to take food photos, is going to beat you, because that's the number one thing. They click on your social media, they click on your website, they see beautiful pictures of food, and then your competitor's food is kind of blurry. You're going to beat them automatically.
Right. And do you find that is more of the awareness kinds of campaigns is that you're talking about, where it's the food, it's the outside shots, it's that kind of stuff?
I would say it's intertwined in all campaigns. So right. the awareness, you just want to kind of, the difference is how you're speaking to the people, not necessarily the content might not be that different in each set, right? But the actual way you're talking to the customer will be different. So I'll give you an example, right? If you are marketing towards someone who's never heard of you before, you might want to go ahead and describe why a specific menu item is great. You might want to go ahead and talk about the ingredients in the menu item, and you might talk about how the chef cooks it, and you might want to talk about the origin of the specific menu item, right? And then after that, that's how you market someone at awareness. Engage, you could literally use the same photo and you could say, rate our plating 1 out of 10, or rate this dish 1 out of 10. Now you're asking for engagement. You could use the same photo. The way you're talking to them is just different in each step. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. And then you're saying on those, the four tools to use, in terms of Messenger, have you seen a great increase in restaurants using this to drive sales, to get engagement compared to their email?
It has a 90% open rate right now. Email industry average on an email, it depends what industry it is, but it's 15-20%. Email is still great if you know how to do email the right way. However, chatbot or messenger, people open a messenger, and I don't necessarily see that many people actually using it. When I work with my clients, we go ahead and we use it because we know the competition isn't using it, but it's not that widely used. And for the people listening right now, if they want to go ahead and check out chatbots, or they're not sure what a chatbot is, you can go to manychat.com, and that is a website for creating them. And I definitely would suggest the restaurateurs who are watching this do a little bit of research about, you know, about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause we have, well, with Jumper, that's what we offer as well. Right. Like ManyJet has got that piece. And then, right. you know, with Jumper, since it's integrated with, say, you know, the restaurant menus and things like that, right. you're using that for thing. And so it's a very, it's an interesting thing. So, you know, in terms right. of users using the chatbots, I mean, depending on the demographic, I mean, the younger, like the college, some right. people don't use Facebook Messenger, right? right? So what way do they communicate with it? Is it through Instagram mostly? I mean, for the younger people, I mean, where do you see this with your clients?
So I think the thing is, it's Facebook owns Instagram, right? right. So a lot of younger people are on Instagram. Instagram is by far the most addictive social media app. The amount of time people spend on Instagram is higher than Facebook. So a lot of, you know, teenagers, younger people are definitely addicted to Instagram. So that is where a lot of that younger audience is. However, there is still a big presence of them on Facebook because there's so many utilities for Facebook. Facebook is, there's so many things you can do with it, whether it's the marketplace feature, whether you want to post an item up on the marketplace and sell your stuff on Facebook, whether it's you want to play games on Facebook. There's so many things you can do there. But those two platforms, I would say probably Instagram is where more of the younger people are, but there's still a great presence of them on Facebook at the same time.
Cool. And then as far as a restaurant in their posting schedule, do you recommend them to post, or when you're doing it, is it a daily type of post? Is it bi-weekly? Like how often is you find best interaction?
Definitely. It depends on the platform. Facebook mm-hmm. it is by far every single day, sometimes twice, sometimes three times a day. And I know that sounds crazy, or most people don't have time to be able to do that. But that is just simply what's most effective, right? Sure. Is being able to do that. Right. And on Instagram, the way you want to treat Instagram, there's a couple different strategies to go about doing this. But Instagram, you really, in most cases, want to treat as your highlight tape. So okay. you want to have like your highlights on Instagram. When someone clicks on your Instagram, they should see like the best moments of your brand. They should click on it and it should look beautiful. So Instagram, it's, I would say probably twice a week, maybe once a week, if that's mm-hmm. a strategy you want to take, if you want to treat it like your highlight tape. Or if you have a ton of content, there's also brands that succeed with posting, you know, 3 to 5 times a day. So right. I think it depends on what your strategy is and how much content you have. In most cases, I would say, you know, most restaurateurs don't have the time to be able to create constant content. So I would say focus on the quality of the content and post maybe once or twice a week.
Okay. That sounds interesting. And what would you say is the biggest mistake you're seeing restaurant owners doing today with their social media?
That's a great question. So it's a couple different things. I could talk about that for a while. So,
well, sum it down to one big mistake that you, I mean, or two that we, you know, can right. run through quickly. I know it's in the long.
Yep. So here's the number. Here's the first thing. The number one thing is the website. And I know that sounds crazy, but the thing is, as time goes on, more and more people are looking, you know, more and more people are looking at a website before they go to business, right? So, and that's the same thing with ordering, right? More and more people are ordering from a website. More and more people are looking to do that. So the thing is, your website is your first impression. If your website does not look good, then you're going to struggle, because there's such thing as advertising that repels customers. There is such thing as you running advertising campaigns that actually make customers not want to come to you. So that's number one. So that's the website not being, you know, beautiful. You definitely want to take some time and have a really nice one. Number two is the actual photo quality of food and using, you know, taking as many photos of food as possible. I see a lot of restaurateurs who are focused you know, they're posting on Instagram or they're posting on Facebook, and they're using not very high quality photos of food, like very blurry, like Android type photos of food. And right. a lot of them, that's, you know, they're just doing what they can, which is understandable, but you have to understand that is your product. And when people see that, that is going to make it, you know, difficult for people to go ahead and really utilize your brand. You know, it's not going to look as good as it could. Let's put it that way.
Sure. Right.
And then the third thing is consistency and running ads and trying to rely on organic posting. So everyone knows right now on Facebook and Instagram, organic reach is dying. You got to pay to play now. A lot of people posting on Facebook or Instagram, and they're not running any ads. They're not paying, you know, for people to see their stuff. So they're kind of wasting their time, because only 2-5% of your Facebook page likers see your post, and that's not going to bring in any new customers for your business, right?
Right.
So those three things are probably the biggest three things.
Cool. And then what do you see as like a one trend? That a social trend that you see restaurants doing today? Like where do you see that?
So the trend is definitely going towards video, right? Video content is getting big.
And how so in video? Like what are they taking, like behind the scenes videos of their stuff? Are they showing their plates off? Are they getting in front saying, hey, we've got this contest going on? Like what types of video do you see that are you working with that is trending?
Right. So that's a funny question, because if you look at any of the biggest food pages on Instagram, and there are food pages that just post pictures of food that have millions of followers, right. It's a variety of different things. So it's interesting viral content. It's things that are kind of just like eye candy is how you would think of it. So let me just give you an example. Let's just say you run a restaurant that is a breakfast restaurant. Well, one strategy that a lot of, you know, like IHOP and a lot of the most successful breakfast restaurants use is they show pictures of pancakes and waffles, and they have a close-up of the pancakes and waffles and just syrup being poured on the pancakes or waffles. Like it's mouth-watering content. It's content that you look at and you're like, wow, that looks delicious. Or an example of one of the, you know, most famous food influencers, a guy named Salt Bae, right? Mm. And what he does is he has really, really delicious you know, prime rib steaks, grass-fed beef, right, that he, you know, has with his hand. He has the bone of the meat, and he chops up the meat, and there's like a close-up of the actual beef being cut up, and then he takes some salt, and he puts the salt over the beef, and it's just like mouth-watering. You're looking at it, and you're just like, I want to eat that right now. So it's content like that. It's content that when you look at it, it's just mouth-watering. That just makes you want to eat it. And the keys are a couple different things. One, food in motion. Advertisers throughout history, when they're advertising food, they like to advertise food that's in motion. If you look at any food commercial, you'll see that the food is moving around, or it's, you know, kind of spinning, or, you know, it's always moving, right? So that's number one. Number two is close-ups of food. Close-up sell. Advertisers have been doing that as well. And then number three is, you know, in addition to food in motion, it is kind of showing the food being like broken apart, being cut, or having, you know, syrup being poured on waffles, or having a condiment poured on it. For some reason, I can't tell you why, the most successful advertising campaigns have included that type of stuff. That just happens to sell food. I can't tell you exactly why, but
right. Well, that's awesome. This is killer information, killer stuff. So tell the audience a little bit about Recipe for Revenue and how what your services offer and things like that. If our restaurateurs want to get in touch with you and how you can help them grow their sales.
Absolutely. So here's kind of our philosophy. Now, I don't sell and I don't pitch when I talk to a restaurateur. I think of myself as kind of like a doctor, right? I schedule a meeting with a restaurateur and we have a conversation. I learn about their business. And by the time I'm done learning about their business, everything I possibly can about it, I will decide whether or not they are someone that I feel like I can help. Now, I take a look and I do a lot of research before I start working with someone, and I figure out where the gaps are and where we can easily increase revenue. And when I do that, I figure it out a couple different ways. There's a couple different ways to grow a business, right? Number one is bringing more customers in the door. I look at, okay, what's currently happening and what could we do to either spend less money and get more results or spend a little bit more money and get exponential results to bring in new customers. That's number one. Number two is I look at the business and I figure out how can we bring in new repeat customers and increase the frequency of repeat customers. Because if you can change the amount of times a restaurant customer comes in from 4 to 5, you increase your revenue by 25% with that one simple thing, right? And then number three, you can increase revenue by going ahead and doing things like selling and increasing the average ticket. The average restaurant customer spends $12 every time they go to a restaurant. The average lifetime value of a restaurant customer is $6,620. So if I can go ahead and increase that 12 or that 20 or whatever it is to 25, 26, or maybe even 30 and have that be the average ticket, then we can increase the revenue significantly that way as well. So those are the three things that I go ahead and do. Like I said, I sit down with a restaurateur, I learn about their business, and then by the end of our conversation, I kind of figure out whether I can help them or not. And then if I can help them, they can kind of decide if the solution I come up with, which is completely customized to them, is exactly what they want for their business. If they can see it working for them and getting them where they want to be. So if they're currently at $100,000 a month, they want to get to $150,000 a month. And the solution I present to them is the solution they think that would help them get there. Then sweet, we'll work it. So that's kind of how.
Awesome. That is awesome. So let me ask you, how, if people want to get in touch with you, what's the best way to get a hold of, to get a hold of you?
So number one, you can follow me on Instagram at SUITED at Suited, and you can direct message me. It's at Suited. I wear Suit every single day. That's why that's my Instagram name. Number two is you can email me at Tristan at recipe4revenue.com. Shoot me a quick email introduction, and then we can schedule time to have a conversation. And then number three, if we can, I can give you a Calendly link. I'm not sure how this works, Andrew, and they can actually book a time on the Calendly link.
Sure. Yeah, we'll include all that in our post when we do that stuff, so they'll be able to get in touch with you on that stuff. But yeah, amazing, amazing stuff. Guys, if you are looking for any of this type of stuff, restaurateurs looking to grow your business, it's definitely what you need to do. Without advertising, you're pretty much dead in the water. And with the type of targeting and things like this and building that mailing list and everything like that, it will totally get you into that way that you can kind of grow your business. So it's awesome. So look up Tristan on this stuff. We'll include everything in our links in the show notes with this stuff on that. And I do appreciate you coming in, giving up some of your time for sharing this value on that. And I look forward to chatting with you again.
Sounds like a plan. Thanks so much, Andrew. I appreciate it. Thanks for watching, guys.
Thanks so much. Stay rare.
All right. See you.